The first round is in the books. Debo Samuel staying with the San Francisco 49ers. No picks for the 49ers in round one, but who's the best available for round two and round three when the 49ers have three picks on day two of the NFL draft coming up right now?
You are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, Brian Peacock and Eric Crocker with you at BB Peacock at Eric underscore Crocker. Thanks for making us your first listen every day here on the Locked On Podcast Network. Croc, last podcast of the day on Thursday night, late Thursday night for him in Dallas after it's Friday morning for Croc in Dallas after a long day doing the Locked On NFL event live, which was an awesome show with Croc. His Locked On NFL co-host, Ryan Tracy, Peter Bukowski, was there hosting the thing with Isaiah Standback as well, showing off his Super Bowl ring. Awesome, guys. I just want to say first off that it was a fantastic broadcast that you guys were doing. And I'm excited to be a part of it tomorrow when the 49ers actually have some picks.
Yeah. It was a little nerve-wracking, especially when we were doing the walkthrough. I call it a walkthrough because that's the only thing I know how to call it, you know, from my football playing days. But when we did kind of the walkthrough or whatever on Wednesday evening, I was a little nervous. And we talk in front of a mic and camera every day. And for whatever reason, that was just different. I don't know if it was the lights or whatever it was, but I was like, man, this is different. But, you know, I got settled in and kind of like Trey Lance in the second half of the Houston Texans, I started to kind of deliver.
Well, thankfully, Bukowski didn't call like QB power for you too many times during that broadcast. No, you guys did a great job. Yeah, no, it's an awesome studio too. I could see how that'd be like, okay, we're in a real deal studio. It was a beautiful set. You had the lights and the cameras and everything. So that was really cool. And excited for that on day two. Everyone, make sure you go and subscribe into the Locked On NFL YouTube channel to find that. And of course, Croc and I will talk about all the 49ers picks tomorrow. Will they be moving around? We'll talk about the best available players left after round one. And it was a hell of a round one, Croc. That was a lot of fun. But the big story for the 49ers is that Debo Samuel, not traded. Pick four, pick 10, came and went for the New York Jets. They even traded back into the first round, the Jets did. And they drafted three players. They did not trade for Debo Samuel. There was a report that the 49ers turned down a trade for pick 10 plus maybe a swap of other picks later in the round. And it didn't come about. It did not happen. Debo Samuel staying with the 49ers. Croc, are you pumped on it? Do you think John Lynch, do you think Joe Douglas of the Jets, do you think it was the right move? Because I feel like both teams made out better than if the 49ers traded Debo to the Jets. Because I think the Jets would have had to overpay. And I think the 49ers are better off with Debo, with the veteran receiver that's ready to play well now for his young quarterback.
I think it's awesome that you get to keep a guy like Debo Samuel. And the 49ers aren't out the woodworks just yet, right? But this was a step in the right direction of trying to make sure that Debo Samuel stays a 49er for a long time. Now, with Debo Samuel, that kind of wants some negotiating power, and we'll see if money was in kind of the issue. A.J. Brown signed his contract after being traded. A.J. Brown traded away to the Philadelphia Eagles and then went ahead and signed a four-year, $100 million contract where it's $25 million per year, but only $57 million guaranteed, which I think is a little bit low. But I wonder what kind of number were the 49ers offering Debo Samuel and how much more can he get than that? Because $57 million, I don't think that helps Debo in this case for potentially holding out.
It's tough because if you want the $25 million per year, then maybe you have to take less guarantees. And that's what happened with A.J. Brown's contract. So I think it really sets a precedent for what Debo's going to make. I think Debo's contract is going to end up looking very similar to that. And the question is yearly average versus guarantees. If Debo wants more guarantees, he might have to take less yearly. If Debo wants more yearly, maybe he's going to have to take less guaranteed. And if I'm the 49ers, I have no problem with the yearly amount for Debo, especially if there's not a lot of guarantees, because if he does end up getting hurt, then you can move away from that contract in year three and four of it. And it's not really a big deal, right? So either way, I think it works out. And the 49ers know now what they're dealing with contract-wise, and the precedent has been set. I think the argument would have been made that Debo should make less than AJ Brown because of what they've done over the course of their 3-year careers. I don't think Debo is going to necessarily see it that way. And so it would have been better for the 49ers to be first. Now that the 49ers are second and AJ Brown has his deal, the Niners almost can't pay less than what AJ Brown just got. And right. Now it's just a sliding scale. It's like, okay, do they try to go $24 million with more guarantee? Or they say, okay, Debo, here's $26 million a year, $25.5 million, you know, but less guarantees. So that's going to be interesting and see how that plays out. But it actually should probably make the 49ers and Debo's negotiations easier this summer, because now they know what the number pretty much has to be, because that's the comp now is AJ Brown. There's probably no better comp for Debo's contract because of the age, the years they were drafted and production than AJ Brown.
I think the big question now is, and I don't expect him to be someone that is, you know, super upset and showing and just kind of a menace to the organization, but how does he act? How does he behave? Because someone followed up with, listen, I am still told Debo Samuel does not want to be a 49er. So just because they did not trade him does not mean that all things are good right now. So how do you smooth over it to the point where he goes out there, does his job with a smile on his face?
So I was tweeted a photo from Debo Samuel's Instagram, which I knew was going to be something that was going to pop off, you know, right around that 10th pick. And apparently Debo Samuel had a photo of himself in Las Vegas with 49ery red shoes on. And that's what the photo was. It was just him in his shoes, in his red shoes. So does that mean he's happy wearing red? He's happy being a 49er now? Does that mean he's going to be a Kansas City Chief? I don't know. Like, well, I don't know what that means, but I think the 49ers, Kyle Shanahan, John Lynch, Debo, they'll sit down, they'll figure it out. They're going to squash it. I'm not worried about it. Debo's going to sign. He'll sign in July. They'll sign before training camp, just like Fred Warner did, just like George Kittle did. Maybe it'll get contentious. Maybe it'll be a tough negotiation, as we've seen. But he's not going anywhere. And if he was going to go somewhere, it would have happened, and the 49ers would have been picking 10th, and they weren't picking 10th. So that means he's gone. My question to you, Croc, is would you have taken the deal for Debo that the Titans got for A.J. Brown? Because I feel like the Titans got swindled. It was pick 15, right, that they ended up getting. No, pick 18. It was the second pick, because the Eagles went up for Jordan Davis with their first pick. Then their second pick in the first round, pick 18, they ended up trading to the Titans for A.J. Brown, and the Titans gave the Eagles a third round pick. The Titans got swindled. The Eagles got A.J. Brown and a third round pick for their first round pick at 18, which is eight spots later than the pick that the Jets supposedly offered the 49ers. I think that's a terrible deal for the Titans. And I got to give props for John Lynch for staying strong with his guy, where John Robinson, the GM of the Titans, did not stand strong. And he didn't want to go through that negotiation. And I don't think that was a great deal. They moved up from round 3 to round 1 and had to give away AJ Brown to do that. That's bad value.
Yeah, well, I wonder what was that pick swap? What do you think that was?
So that's the other thing is that did the offer that the report was the 49ers got an offer from the Jets that was pick 10 and a later pick swap. Did that mean the Jets wanted to give the Niners 38 and then get back the Niners 61? So the Niners would be moving up in round 2? Or was it the other way around? Because it didn't specify. Were they trying to get something back from the 49ers where they would be losing value in some round? So I
would assume 61 and 35 or 38.
Right. That's sort of what I read.
Absolutely not.
Yep.
Right.
And I would have said no to that. Right. Exactly.
I would have, depending on how I've felt about my conversations with Debo Samuel.
Yeah. And I'm sure. And I wonder if that's part of it. I wonder if John Lynch and Kyle, or they reached out and had a conversation with Debo today. I wonder if there's maybe something that was squashed at some point, like, you know, 7 p.m., 5 p.m., 4 p.m. Pacific time, right? Something before the draft, even when they're on the clock and maybe just talking and getting a little bit out there. I wonder if that's part of it. Debo's wearing red shoes. He wouldn't have brought red shoes to Vegas with him. He wouldn't have packed them in his suitcase, right?
Right.
So I think that's really interesting. And I think the 49ers be able to get a deal done. I think it was I'm impressed that John Lynch didn't take the bait, and I think the Titans are worse because of it. Maybe Treylon Burks, who they ended up drafting, becomes great And it's like that Minnesota Vikings trade when they moved off of Stephon Diggs and got Jefferson, right? Justin Jefferson. That turned out good for both sides there. Is that going to work for the Titans that way? I don't know. It's a coin flip, and I definitely wouldn't have taken that deal and given up a third. Oh, no. I'd be crushing the 49ers right now if they did that move.
Yeah, well, luckily they didn't get to keep a first-team all-pro receiver for now. Because, you know, you never know. Second round, maybe a team is like, hey, we'll give you 2 seconds, a dude, third, and a first next year. And you're like, see you, Debo.
Yeah, that's true. There's a lot of teams with multiple picks. Aaron Rodgers was like, hey, Debo's still out there. I don't think the Niners want to send Debo to us, though. And they got 2 second-round picks. What if they gave up 2 seconds in next year's first? That'd be a haul. That'd be a haul for Debo.
Well, you would assume that first-round pick is a late first-round pick. So there's that part of about it. But hey, 49ers would have 3 picks in the second round alone and a first next year that they currently don't have. Would that be enough? Again, depends on where is the relationship with Debo Samuel. How fractured is it really? Those are things we just don't know.
All right, more on Debo, more on the 49ers in round 2 and 3. The best available for the 49ers is the head toward pick 61 on Friday. But I want to let the folks out there know about Shady Rays, an independent sunglasses company that gives you the features of $200 sunglasses for a fraction of the price. That means polarized lenses, well-constructed, durable frames, premium, high-end finishes, fantastic sunglasses. You do not have to pay $200 for a pair of sunglasses. I've got some. They're amazing. They're just as good as any other sunglasses I've ever had. And I can't believe how much money I'd paid for sunglasses in the past. Summertime's coming. You got to shade them eyes in the California sun if you're out here in California with us. Or I assume there's some sun out there in Arkansas too, right, Croc? Also, something you won't find anywhere else is Shady Rays' insane protection program. Shady Rays includes lost and broken protection on every single pair. They will also send you a brand new pair if you lose them, no matter what happens. So give them a try. And if you don't love them, you will pay nothing. Use our special promo code at ShadyRays.com. That is promo code Locked On to get 50% off 2 or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. That is code Locked On for their best deal of the season. 50% off 2 or more pairs of Shady Rays sunglasses backed by over 150,000 verified 5-star reviews. All right. Thanks everybody for making Locked On 49ers your first listen. Make sure you're tuning in Friday to the Locked On NFL YouTube channel for the live broadcast featuring Croc, featuring Ryan Tracy of Locked On NFL Draft. Croc is sleepy because he's been working all day. He's been on live TV with the bright lights in his face. I can't wait to finish this up for you, Croc, because I know you're tired. And I think you're actually going to try to get in a workout because you're an insane person before you go to bed. I would recommend against that. But I understand if you do want to do that. Everybody check out the Locked On NFL show tomorrow, and I'll be popping on as well, talking about those 49ers picks. My lighting's bad. I apologize for that, too. I'm in my new house. We're kind of starting to move in a little bit. I'm in my mobile studio here, and I don't know how good the audio is. I think I hear an echo, which I don't like. My studio is getting built, though, in the back, and it's going to be amazing when it's done, but it is not done yet. Yeah. I'll show you some pictures later, Croc, of the progress. I know we've both got builds now going on behind our houses. I love seeing what's going on with your facility there you're building in Arkansas. Can't wait for that to be done. Okay. Do you find it interesting, Croc? Real quick, one last note on Debo Samuel. Do you find it interesting that we've gone through all this thing publicly with Debo Samuel and the 49ers asking for a trade, wanting $25 million per year? AJ Brown, represented by the same agent, scrubs Tennessee from his bio, gets traded on draft night? Well, there's something up there, right? Like there's something up that this scenario with both these receivers, same agent, are playing from the same playbook.
Well, if you go off of what Debo Samuel said in that audio or video with AJ Brown, the Tennessee won't go over $20 million, and they said they knew he can get $20+ million somewhere else, but they just weren't going to give it to him. So I think they were just much more, I guess, if coming to playing hardball or whatever it is that they were doing, they just weren't going to move. And they're like, look, we'll just get rid of him. I mean, our offense goes through our running back, Derrick Henry, anyway. So 49ers clearly are a little bit more willing to negotiate with Debo, I think.
Right. Otherwise, but they would have taken whatever the best deal ended up being, which was a better deal than what the Titans got.
Yeah. I mean, well, overall, yeah, right. And I think that's the thing where 49ers are like, man. Now, if Debo is coming off of an 800-yard season, maybe they're a little bit more willing to trade him for something where, you know, it's just, all right, we just got rid of him and save money and we just draft a receiver. But, yeah, you got to add 1,000 yards to the production that A.J. Brown had for it to reach Debo's. And 49ers just weren't willing to come off of him for first and the pick swap. Which, again, most people for 10 straight up, there were a lot of people that were like, oh, man, they're offering 10, you do it. So for 10 and a pick swap of something where you're going to move up, I think there are a lot of people that would have bid on that one.
If it was 61 to 35 plus 10, that's a pretty considerable offer. The 49ers have to be really serious about this negotiation if they didn't take that. I don't know if that's what the pick swap was, though.
I think that's what it was. I'm assuming that's what I'm going to assume that it was. And the crazy thing about the whole trade and everything like that, everybody thought, like, oh, man, it's going to be really hard to trade back in this draft. Man, there were like 20 trade backs.
It started so slow and then got insane. It was an insane draft starting at pick 11, and I knew there was going to be that run between 10 and 20 with the wide receivers, and it absolutely was, and the 49ers would have been in that mix. Who was the receiver? If you would have had to end up with one for the 49ers, Jameson Williams was gone. Or no, wait, Drake London was gone at 8, so someone between – basically Burks and
I would not have drafted the receiver. My replacement for Debo Samuel would be Brandon Ayuk. And not to say that he's going to, you know, I think when people think of replace Debo Samuel, they think you got to put somebody in the backfield and hand the ball off to him. Like, no, who's just going to be my primary pass catcher outside of George Kittle? And it would have been, okay, Brandon Ayuk. And you still can do some of the end around stuff. I mean, we've seen him do that with Brandon Ayuk and screens and get the ball in his hands and him be explosive. Is he Debo Samuel? No. Or has not shown the ability to be that. Matter of fact, Debo didn't show that until year 3. And Ayuk is finally heading into his year 3. So you hope he has that type of jump. I'm not anticipating that. And Debo had an all-time great season. But that's who I replaced Debo with. Like, I already have on my roster. Like they should have done in 2020. When they traded DeForest Buckner, you already have Eric Armstead on your roster.
Yep. Armstead. Go with him,
and you can still draft a guy second round, third round, especially if you recruit more picks from trading back. And there was some good value that ended up being a little bit later. And a guy like Tyler Lindebaum, who ended up going in the first round, but maybe the 49ers trade back in an area to where, boom, we got a center and replaced for Alex Mack, and we still have a higher draft pick in the second round to be able to go get a receiver that can come in and play and complement what you have in Brandon Ayuk, but not replace Debo Samuel.
Speaking of wide receivers and centers, let's take a look at who's there for the 49ers in round 2 and who might be available for them. And I know your guy Watson is there, and that would probably be the wide receiver replacement for you, right? If you're sitting there at 35 right now, if the Niners would have done that deal, you'd take another position at 10, and you go up and you draft Watson at 35, right? I wonder how far Watson – I have a feeling that the NFL is lower on Watson than draft media. He might start to get a little bit closer to 61 for the 49ers if they wanted to make that move.
I think there are a lot of people that are going to say, oh, George Pickens. But I don't know, man. Alec Pierce, there's something about him.
Alec Pierce, I'll go out on a limb and I'll say Alec Pierce for sure is going to be there at 61 for the 49ers, and he might be there at 93 for the 49ers. I think that George Pickens, who I like a lot and I would love for the 49ers, I bet he's not a Shanahan guy. I can't see Shanahan loving George Pickens, and he might be a bit of a pain in the ass too. That's the other thing. There's some character stuff with him, like maturity or something. It's nothing like, I don't think there's arrests or anything like that on his record, but There's definitely some smoke with George Pickens, but he's got a ton of talent. But I just don't think it's the same thing with like DK Metcalf from 2019. I don't think Kyle Shanahan was super into him. So I wonder who Kyle Shanahan's going to like. I think Sky Moore would absolutely be one of those guys. Let me go through the list here. I'm just going to read down the list of the consensus big board. And Arif Hassan of The Athletic puts this together every year. And it's like 60 of the top analysts. It's their big boards all put together into one consensus big board. And here is the best players left on that consensus big board going into day two. Number one is N'Kobe Dean, Georgia linebacker. He's 21 on the consensus big board. Then you go down to Arnold Ebiketie, who I would love for the 49ers. He's one of my favorite guys left. He is number two. Andrew Booth, Clemson cornerback. Malik Willis, shocked that he didn't go into the first round. Only one quarterback, and it was Pickett, the Pitt guy, staying in Pitt. What a wild first round that was. I mean, there was just a ton of crazy stuff that we don't even have time to get into on today's show, but you can check out the Peacock and Williamson show on Friday, and we'll talk a lot about the storylines from the first round. So Malik Willis, Breece Hall, running back. Niners should not be interested there, even though he's a really good player. Travis Jones, that would be where I'd be very interested. Travis Jones, the defensive tackle, nose tackle type out of UConn. Maybe not the biggest need for the 49ers, but he's a really good player and certainly one of the best available. Bernard Raimann, Central Michigan, raw offensive tackle, Austrian dude that hasn't even been playing football for all that long. Might be some injury concerns from him, from what I understand. David Ajabo, speaking of injuries, with the torn Achilles. Kenneth Walker, running back from Michigan State. Logan Hall, sort of a bigger defensive lineman, tackle, end, hybrid out of Houston. Desmond Ridder, Cincinnati quarterback. Jaquan Brisker, Penn State safety. Jalen Petrie, Baylor safety. DB, hybrid, nickel. Nick Benito, Oklahoma edge. George Pickens, Georgia wide receiver. Boye Mafe, edge from Minnesota. I'm actually surprised Boye Mafe is so low on this consensus list. He's at 47 overall. I would have thought he'd been up in the 30s. Matt Corral, quarterback from Ole Miss. Sky Moore, Western Michigan wide receiver. Christian Harris, Alabama linebacker. Trey McBride, Colorado State tight end. Chad Muma, Wyoming linebacker, super athletic linebacker. Don't think the 49ers would be interested in off-ball linebackers on day two. Roger McCreary, I know he's one of your favorites. Croc, Auburn corner, 54 overall on the consensus big board. 55 overall on the consensus big board is Christian Watson, North Dakota State wide receiver. Perrion Winfrey, Oklahoma defensive tackle. DeMarvin Leal, Texas A&M defensive lineman. Sam Howell, North Carolina quarterback. Drake Jackson, USC edge defender. Leo Chenal, Wisconsin linebacker, and Josh Pascal, Kentucky edge rusher. And that gets us to 61 overall. So those are the best available on the consensus board, Croc. Who are you excited for the 49ers on day two?
I mean, I still would like them to try to attack that receiver position. And you talked about it too. Like, it's been a sneaky need, even outside of Deebo Samuel in that trade situation, depending on how you feel about Juwan Jennings. All reports, 49ers, the players, they like him. You heard Fred Warner, Rich Sherman, they had high praises for him. But me, I'm not sold. And I'm trying to make it to where he's my fourth best receiver and not have to be my second receiver in a pinch. So I still would look at, hey, what receiver is going to be there at pick 61, unless maybe there's a guy that I really like that'll be there at 93 as well, and you can anticipate that. But man, I mean, looking at guys like N'Kobe Dean from 49ers, I mean, I know a linebacker is not a big time need, but that would be hard to pass on a guy with that type of coverage ability and that sideline to sideline running. I mean, it kind of reminds me, not saying that it would be Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman all over again. But it could be Patrick Willis and Navarro Bowman. Like that type of tandem, just guys that just wreck shop. So I'm surprised those two guys, N'Kobe Dean, is still on the board.
All right, I want to get a little bit more into who's left, what the strategy is for the 49ers on day two. Some of the names I just read off and some of the names that weren't on that list coming up. But I want to tell the folks first about Built Bar. Yeah, have you tried Built Bar Puffs? We're going crazy for the Puffs. Coming crazy flavors like banana cream pie, churro puffs. They've got the brownie batter puff that might be sold out already by now, a specialty flavor. Tons of new flavors coming this summer. And with summer, you're going to want to need food on the go. And Built Bars are the perfect snack to take with you on family vacations. Throw them in your bags and your kids' backpacks. Make sure everyone has a bar so you are fueled for your summer adventures. The best part about Built Bars, they're healthy and delicious. That is the combination you are looking for. If they're not delicious, you won't eat them. And if they're not healthy, you should not be eating them. And Built Bar has both of those nailed. No sacrifice when you're eating delicious food that is healthy for you. Most Built Bars have only 130 calories, only 4 grams of sugar, only 4 grams of net carbs, and a whopping 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar where you're knocking out 250, 300 calories, and even compare it to how many calories are in some of these tasteless bricks that they call protein bars that are on the market. Built bars are not that. They are tasty and delicious. So get yourself some. And how do you get those? You go to built.com and you can get 15% off with our promo code locked on at built.com. That is promo code locked15 for 15% off at built.com. I think we're in agreement. Trade up, right? Throw a fourth rounder in with 61. Get yourself up 5-10 picks maybe if you need to get a player. Because I get a little worried. The board starts to get a little light at about 50, 55 overall. Somebody might fall, but there's no guarantee one of the players you like is going to fall to 61. So I can see the 49ers going up. Maybe you hold steady at 61. Maybe you go up. The players we're going up for, Jalen Petrie, yeah?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? I thought I had you convinced on Jalen Petrie. I'm going up.
You have me convinced of him being the fourth safety.
Okay.
Or third safety, wherever we have him. But I don't know about a trade-up. I would have to see how far. And that's the thing, too. If you're the 49ers, I don't think you trade up just to trade up. I think you see, like, man, this guy's creeping towards 50. No, man, he's at 52. All right, let's make that move.
A difference maker. Like, Jalen Petrie, I think, could be a difference maker for your defense. And that's why I have him over Jaquan Brisker. But I could see Brisker being that guy. They met with Brisker and went to the Penn State Pro Day. So, Brisker, I could see being that guy. I like George Pickens a lot. Croc doesn't like him as much. We both like Christian Watson. He could be that guy. Those would probably be the ones I would expect the 49ers might be interested in moving up for. Ajabo, Travis Jones would be fine with any of those guys if they fell or if the 49ers moved up for him. I mean, they're really good prospects, and I wouldn't hate that at all. I wouldn't even hate some of the edge rushers, even though the 49ers are pretty packed with edge rushers right now. Mafe, Benito would be fine. There's one more. Oh, yeah. I'm kind of thinking more and more about Drake Jackson. Drake Jackson just has some things he can't teach, and he's got a body type that could add more size, and I think the best is still to come for him. As long as he wants it, as long as he wants to go get it. That's an interesting one to me for the 49ers. But what I think the 49ers might actually end up doing is drafting a center. And Cole Strange was, I thought, going to be one of the guys the 49ers might be looking for. And he went at the 49ers' original pick, which has been passed around half the league by now. It was the 49ers' selection that actually ended up using, the Patriots ended up using on Cole Strange. I thought he might be there for the 49ers at 61. I thought he might be the pick. And he's one of my favorite interior offensive linemen left. So that means the next guy on the board for those interior offensive linemen is Cam Jurgens. And now I'm thinking Cam Jurgens might not even get to 61 for the 49ers, but he's a perfect fit. If the 49ers know something about Alex Mack, Cam Jurgens, that's the selection for the 49ers tomorrow. There's Dylan Parham, who I like. I think I like Jurgens better just because he's got 3 years as a starter at center. He flies out of his stance. He's really athletic, really fits what the 49ers do. You can get out on the move, hit guys on the second level. I like Parham. He's a little bit more versatile. He's played some tackle. Zach Tom is another guy I like on day three, more in the third round range. Super athletic. He started the year at center, then played left tackle and was really good. He actually handled Jermaine Johnson when Wake Forest played against Florida State. So there's a lot of good players, but I think there's a better chance that one of those offensive linemen, whether it's Jurgens or Parham or Zach Tom or Donovan West or Luke Fortner, there's a lot of good ones. So one of those guys is going to be there in the third round, where there's 93, 105, maybe even round four. The safeties and the wide receivers are going to dry up before 93. That's why I would rather go with those positions, but I have a feeling – if the Mac stuff is legit, if Mac is retiring, it's Cam Jurgens on day two. But my strategy would be to attack wide receiver or safety first, hope for one of those offensive linemen in round three. How do you feel the 49ers should go about it Friday?
Yeah, I mean, again, the Alex Mack thing, that's the domino that everybody's waiting to see fall. And if he is indeed retiring, then you got to go best player available. but you also want to go best player available, but a guy that can come in and play right now. And if that's Juergens, that's Juergens. I was shocked by Cole Strange going as high as he did. First round, I was expecting him to go at some point round three.
I fully expected right now to be talking on the podcast, and he was my favorite of that group. Talked a little bit about it yesterday. Cole Strange was right there with Cam Juergens, but he was a little higher, and I liked Cole Strange a little bit more, and I thought if there was someone the Niners would actually take on day two, it'd be either Strange or Juergens and wait on the rest of them. Now Juergens is the only one left that I think would be in that late second round range for the 49ers at 61 that they should actually take there potentially at 61. But there's some other prospects I think I'm going to like more. Now, I'm excited about Jalen Petrie. I don't know if the 49ers are going to have an opportunity to get him. I think he's going to go off the board fast. I was really sort of upset because I was getting excited at the end of round one. Dax Hill and Lewis Cine were both still on the board, and then they go boom, boom. It was Strange, yeah. Hill, and Cine right at the end of round one that went right off the board. I didn't think they were going to get to 61 or anything like that, but it would have been nice to have all those safeties on the board going into day two.
Yeah, Lewis Cine, you know, that was my guy. Daxton Hill, really high on him and his coverage ability as well. So a couple teams just got better. I thought Dax Hill might have went off the board with the Patriots, but again, they took Strange and then Dax Hill shortly after that.
Reminds me of
George Pickens. Where does George Pickens go? That's the question, because I know a lot of people are really high on him. When I watched his film, not quite as high on him as a lot of other people.
I love the ball tracking. I love the way he goes after it. I love how good he was so young. His breakout age, just being a freshman and dominating the SEC, like that was impressive to me. Just his ball tracking, his ball skills. He goes up and he takes the ball. He's got the my ball mentality, but he you didn't get to see him run the full route tree, and that's why Shanahan's not going to like him. You don't see him breaking off a bunch of routes, and he ran probably the least versatile route tree in college football of the top receivers by a lot. Right. Like he ran literally goes and hitches and that's it.
Well, you talked about it, 67% or 75% of his routes.
Yeah, it was like growing. 30. I think it was 35% go routes and 33% hitches on that's all of his crazy. Routes. Is nuts. That's yeah. Crazy. And then, you know, their screens was like the third. So that's not a route, you know, whereas Sky Moore is still available. He's the Shanahan guy. He's good run after the catch. He ran a ton of slants, ran outs and ins, and ran the highest percentage of versatile route tree of those prospects available. So very different there, and I definitely think that Shanahan will lean towards someone like Sky Moore more so than George Pickens. But Watson's the interesting one, and reuniting potentially those old college teammates from North Dakota State. So Brisker, Petrie, one of those wide receivers, Cam Juergens, those are the names to look out for to me in the second round for the 49ers. If they don't go offensive line in round two, offensive line in round three, that's the one. And maybe that's where the 49ers go up as it is from 93 to try to close that gap between 61 and 93 to go get Juergens then, or go get a Dylan Parham or one of those guys. So maybe that's the strategy for the 49ers, but they're going to be going up with one of those picks for sure. And who knows, maybe they go up with both of them.
I wouldn't be surprised. Again, this is a team that does not stay still. No. So I'm surprised they haven't been to trade yet with them.
I know. I was kind of expecting at the end of the first round, be like, how are they going to get there? I don't know, but it wouldn't.
I didn't think they could get there. I saw some people like 49ers trade up into the first round. I'm like, I just don't know how they do it.
Yeah, it would have been future picks, and yeah, I don't think they would have been in the business of doing that. But Deebo Samuel is still a 49er for now. I guess a deal could still happen Friday, but it's looking very, very unlikely that Deebo Samuel will not remain a 49er post-draft. Croc and I will be back with you tomorrow talking about everything that went down in round two and three, which will be a lot more exciting for 49ers fans. And I will be jumping on with Croc. You got to check out the Locked On Podcast Network live NFL draft show on the Locked On NFL channel, featuring a lot of Eric Crocker and a little bit of me tomorrow. Croc and I back right here. Thanks for making us your first listen. Talk to you then. Locked On 49ers.